Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3 of KB and the Boys season 5. Got Carter here with me and then Colby and Nick on Zoom. Boys,
turn around.
Well, what's up, everybody?
Colby's got his new opening line.
He does. Carter needs a bounce back week.
Bad. Like fish needs water.
Carter in last right now at minus 12.11. Nick went plus 1.44 last week. He's down to minus 5.3. Schmidt went minus 3.18. He's still barely in the plus at plus 0.38. I went plus 2.59 last week. I'm plus 3.18. And Holmberg, barely positive last week, 0.97, but he is plus 9.95 now. So he is well in front.
On the wagon.
So we'll get into – we'll do games of the week first. Big 12 owns it. Games of the week records. I did not get Schmidt's games, but I'll get them later. Me, Nick, Schmidt, and Colby, 2-2. Carter, 1-3.
Prison. I am in prison.
First college basketball game. Kansas State plus 15.5 at Houston. Nick, you on the Cats?
Yep, mine's well.
Carter?
Kansas State, please.
Colby?
I think it's just too much. Too many points.
Yeah, too many points. Big 12, way too many points. I know Houston thumps teams at home, but I think K-State is – I think K-State can cover 15.5. Don't see this often. Kansas plus 3.5 at Iowa State. Nick?
Yeah, you.
Carter?
Yeah, I think the Big 12 saw what happened with the K-State game. And
they're going to bring the on-field house refs to Hilton.
And they're going to try to reverse the narrative of, KU.
Holmberg?
KU.
That's stinky, though.
It is a stinky line. It is a stinky line, but I'm going to take KU as well. Another top 25 matchup in the Big 12, Texas Tech plus 4 at OU. Nick?
Oklahoma.
Carter?
I believe I think both Isaac's case has been dropped, so he's got a lot off his plate now, so give me Texas Tech.
I don't think both these teams are really that good, but Colby, who you got in this one?
I'll take the home team, OU.
You know, I bet Texas money line at OU and it paid off, and I'm going to go Tech as well. I truly don't believe OU's that good. I also don't really think Tech's that good, but I think Tech covers the number. They might win outright. Last one, team that's kind of starting to find themselves a little bit, Texas plus 7 at BYU. Nick.
BYU.
Carter?
Yeah, I got a ride with the Mormons here.
Colby?
I think it's too many points. Like you said, they figured it out last week. Put it on OU at the end.
They looked really good against Oklahoma. Max Abness, that guy is a bucket getter.
And BYU, they don't have the athletes that Texas does.
What's that supposed to mean?
They just don't.
Okay.
They just don't.
They're good.
They are good.
But they don't have the athletes.
I'm already fully expecting BYU to walk in downfield house and make 15 threes.
I hate
already
that.
Expecting.
I hate that my second favorite college basketball team right now is also in the Big 12.
I'm taking Texas as well with 7. Don't think I'll take them on the money line because I do think BYU is a lot better than Oklahoma. All right, here we go. Playoff picks. Schmidt out in front at 6-4. Me and Nick at 5-5, Colby at 4-6, Carter at 3-7.
Am I in last in
everything right now? Everything right now, Downey. Time to turn it around.
Can I pick last?
You want to go different? Well, I'm gonna guess that we're all taking Kansas City, so you're gonna be able to get Baltimore.
Okay, give me Baltimore.
Nick, are you taking the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Colby,
is this a money line pick?
Plus 4. Nope, plus 4.
All right, give me the Chiefs.
If it was a money line, you'd be taking Baltimore.
Yes, I would.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the Chiefs, so you get Baltimore alone, because you know Schmidt's 7-0 as the Chiefs, so you know he's taking Chiefs.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a swing game.
Why
for
is he
you.
7-0? Why is he just more to lock it?
I don't know.
Okay.
And that's a great point. NFC Championship Sunday night. Lions plus 7.5 at the Niners. Nick?
Niners,
I heard. Muffled Niners. Carter?
Niners.
Colby?
Lions.
Oh, I can so see the Niners spanking them. Debo is playing, correct?
Debo has been ruled in, yes.
I believe so.
Changes things. changes things. He's their short. He's their catch the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage guy. They didn't have that last week.
CJGJ is coming with a vengeance.
I want to take Detroit because I'm not a huge Dan Campbell fan, but I think it would be cool if they're in the Super Bowl. But I don't know. San Fran. Sam Fran can route
them.
They win by more than a touchdown?
I kind of do. I don't know why. I just do because they do have a great O-line. But if Bosa and Chase Young can put pressure in Goff's face, he's going to make some bad decisions. He's done it before. Yeah. But I could easily see the Lions. I could see the Lions winning, but I think I'll take the Niners because I think Debo being back is huge. I think their offense will look a lot better than it did against Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, so locks. So Schmidt's one lock of the week, 7 units. First one we've had.
I think that is a mortal lock. If you 7U, that's got to be counted as a mortal lock. You don't 7U something unless it's a mortal lock. I think that's a 7.
I'm not going to confirm it. I'll ask him. It's not confirmed mortal lock, but it is the biggest unit bet we've had this season. Colby had 5 units 1 week, and it hit. Schmidt is going Chiefs +4 as 7 units. All right. Carter, I'm going to read out your other bet. You got to get hot here.
Well, I'm starting the week 0-2.
Starting the week, he went 0-2 at tennis last night. Did not go well for him. Joker screwed him over big time.
You know, when you bet the best player of all time.
And he shits the bed.
And, you know, it's what rough. Can you do? But I do have 5 more 1-U's on the table here.
Whole
so 5 more chances to lose for me.
Okay, here we go.
Kansas State +15.5 at -110.
Okay. Slowly.
I also have
-110.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also took the Ravens line as soon as it came out at -3.5 at even money. So that's 1U to win 1U.
Okay.
Which it might be back to that now, I guess, technically. Since it's
still 4 points. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, it might be.
I have Isaiah Likely over 20.5 yards. That's -115.
Likely over 20.5?
Yes.
At -115. Okay.
Then I have Gus Edwards under 43.5.
Gus Bus. Under 43.5.
-115.
-115.
Too many running backs. Got 4 running backs in that backfield.
You do. Don't forget Patrick Ricard.
5 if you count Patrick Ricard.
Dog.
And then my last one you bet is one that Nick has convinced me to ride for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and that is Harrison Butker over 1.5 field goals at -120.
Butker over 1.5. Field goals.
I think if you play that bet all season, you'd be up at least 30 units.
You'd be up quite a bit. You would be up quite a bit. Did he make it? He made 2 last week, no?
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it last week, and he did it. He made the first 2.
Oh, he did. Yeah, they started off 6. That's right. Nick, you want to read yours off? Do you got them? Or do you want me to read them?
I've got them.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got 3 2-units and 1 1-unit.
Okay.
First 2 units is going to be Rashee Rice over 61.5 receiving yards at -105. Second 2-unit is going to be Isaiah Pacheco over 62.5 rushing yards at -115. Third 2-unit is going to be Harrison Butker over 1.5 made field goals at -105. And the last 1-unit is Jared Goff over 257.5 passing yards at -115.
Well, you might as well take the Chiefs -13.5 while you're at it if you're just going to bet the whole offense.
All right. I'll go with mine and then let Holmberg go. I got 5 1-U's and a 2-U. Start off with the 1-U's. I didn't really want to bet. I didn't really want to lock into the games, but I'll lock the Chiefs +4 against the Ravens at -110. I'm going to take Texas +7.5. Justice Hill over 32.5 rushing yards. Jameson Williams over 26.5 receiving yards. George Kittle, which now I don't really like it now knowing that Debo's back, but it doesn't matter. It's probably down now, but George Kittle over 59.5 receiving yards. And 2U, Kansas money line at Iowa State +135 will be my 2U play. All right, Holmberg.
Leader in the clubhouse.
Leader by 6 units.
All right. I've got 3 1-units and 2 2-units.
Okay, do the 1-U's first.
My first 1-U is KU +3.5 at -110.
That means they're not covering because we're all over KU. Every single one of us.
Right, they're not covering. They're not just covering. Fucking winning.
Then I also have K-State +15.5.
-110.
-110. All of these are -110.
Okay.
And then Princeton -2.5. They are playing Cornell.
Big Ivy League matchup.
Big Ivy League matchup.
Princeton runs the Ivy League. They're good. And I think they're 15-1. They're really good.
Should have took them in your college basketball team thing to win the national championship.
I don't know if they're going to win the national championship. Let's settle down.
They'll be in it. They might be in it, though. They win the Ivy League. They're in it.
They'll probably be in it. Then my first 2U is Chiefs +4.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, I think they lose by a field goal.
I think that game's a push.
And then my last 2U, my favorite bet, my most confident bet, Auburn -2.5. Coming off the Alabama loss, and obviously that's a rivalry game at Alabama. They played pretty good. They were down big at half, came back, made it a game. They play Mississippi State. I think they're a lot better than Mississippi State. Coming off a loss, I think they're going to drill them.
I took your boys Grand Canyon the other day, and they had a little second half comeback and won.
Yeah, I saw that. They won by 2.
Yep.
Yeah, I like a couple road SEC teams. I like Auburn this week. I also like Kentucky.
I kind of like Kentucky
on the road at Arkansas -6. I like them.
Arkansas looks like a team that has given up.
Yeah, I know. I like a lot of road teams this week. I like KU. I like K-State. I like Texas. I like a lot of road teams this week. But yeah, I like the Auburn pick a lot. I think Auburn's really good. Really, really good. They might be the – I know they lost to Alabama, but like you said, it's a rivalry game. I think they're definitely one of the best teams in the SEC and one of the best teams in the country right now for sure. All right, panel parlay. Let you guys read out your pick. Colby?
I have Mahomes over 240.5 passing yards.
Nick?
Got Jared Goff over 257.5 passing yards.
Carter?
I have Gus Edwards under 43.5 rushing yards.
And I have Lamar Jackson +105 to score a touchdown. So our panel parlay odds this week, +1297.
Ooh, juicy.
That's a juicy parlay. First team lay of the new season. See if the team lay can get a win. Any other college basketball or any other info bets we like this weekend?
They didn't have any of the small school lines out.
I know. It was mainly the big schools.
So I wasn't able to dive into the muck that I usually love diving into. I forgot who Chattanooga plays, but I feel like the line is going to be too short.
It was Chattanooga -1.5 or 2.5 maybe? Maybe.
What?
I thought I was looking at it, but maybe I was looking at it wrong. Might have to look it up, but I can't remember. I did see Chattanooga's line, but I could have been looking at. There was a couple small school games, and I saw Chattanooga, but they might have been. It might not. They might not have been 2.5, but I thought it was short. Let's see, where did I see it? I think I saw it on CBS. Is usually where.
Am I looking for the news?
Chattanooga.
-10.
Oh, they're -10 this week, so they were not one of the short lines I saw.
Who do they play? Oh, the Citadel?
CBS Sports.
Hammer that. Citadel aren't very good.
Oh, right, there's some other lines.
Chattanooga's not very good.
Tell me about the Nukes.
My new team is McNeese State.
McNeese State is good.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, for that conference.
God damn, can I just see the fucking odds? Is Maryland good?
Maryland's all right.
Not going to lie, I've won some money on this Nebraska team getting +5 on the road.
Nebraska hasn't been good on the road, though. I thought about that game, too.
Who else we got?
There are some good.
Yeah, I think some people are going to start respecting South Carolina. I think South Carolina is actually pretty solid.
Yeah, they are.
They're minus six versus Mizzou at home. Oh, yeah, I love Marquette over Seton Hall. I know they lost to them on the road, but I think Marquette's going to beat their ass. I don't think Seton Hall is actually that good. Is Charleston any good this year?
Charleston's pretty good. They're all right.
They were a wagon early in the season last year.
Yeah, we were them.
When we were getting short lines.
Them and Bryant.
Yeah, them and Bryant were short lines, and they were Bryant's overs were free last year. Oh. Free. They would score 90. It would be 90 to 80.
No, it'd be 90 to 113, and Bryant would lose.
God,
their defense was so bad. Doug Etter couldn't play a lick.
Oh, my God. The Kentucky-Arkansas over-under is 166.
Jeez.
Did that Purdue-Iowa game go over last week or under?
No, it went under. I took the over. It went under.
It went under?
Yeah. Dayton. I like Dayton playing Richmond. That's a really good game.
Isn't that – what is Dayton, Mike, minus – or are they plus?
I don't see the line.
I thought I saw it. Here, let's see if I can find it. What time's that game?
5 o'clock. And then look at the Indiana State-Bradley line. That's a good game, too.
Is that around five?
Greasiest game I've heard all week.
McNeese State minus 18.
Against?
New Orleans. And New Orleans, poverty.
Three.
Dayton's minus 2.5 on the road.
I like them.
Who's that other team? Indiana State? Or you like Indiana State or Bradley?
No, what's the line?
Minus 8, Indiana State.
I like Bradley.
Didn't Colby choose Indiana State as one of his teams?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they'll win by 8.
You just took Bradley.
Yeah, 8.5.
Oh, good.
Indiana State wins by 8.
You think they're going to win by 8 against Bradley?
Well, sometimes they're short.
Walk their way into the NCAA tournament and beat Houston.
Bradley's a tournament-level team as well. Yeah. Now the Missouri Valley won't get 2 in, but they should.
Bradley's going to lose by 8. They're going to cover, but Indiana State's going to win.
LSU's poverty, no? Alabama, 12.5-point favorites at home. Kind of like LSU. Cincinnati and UCF. Cincinnati's minus 7.
I think I like Cincinnati there.
I don't think Cincinnati.
UCF on the road has not been real good.
No.
And Cincinnati's actually pretty good.
I think so, too.
Ole Miss, 6-point dogs at A&M. Ole Miss is weird. I don't know how good they are.
I don't know. I think they always play good defense. Chris Beard's team always play good defense.
Yeah, he's a physical guy.
Give me bet of the week. That was funny.
He loves physical defense.
That was funny.
What did I say?
Give me bet of the week. Bet of the week.
You dare say Oklahoma State minus 5.
Give me Daniil Medvedev. Parlayed with Sabalenka, both to win the Australian Open.
Well, that's got to be decent odds. Is Sabalenka's minus 5.
Sabalenka's minus 650.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Great big. Here's a good Big 12 game. Oklahoma State minus 5 against West Virginia. West Virginia, not great on the road.
West Virginia's been playing better. I mean, they beat KU and Texas.
So the over-under for this K-State-Houston game is 127.5, and Houston's 15.5-point favorite. So if Houston wins, they think K-State scores 30? 5 points?
Yeah, that's a math game right there.
That's why I'm taking K-State. That's so low of a total, and they have Houston. That literally means they think K-State's going to score like high 40s, mid-40s.
Mid-40s to 60-some?
They literally think Houston's going to fucking bounce K-State. That's a weird...
What's the over-under?
127.5. Well, I guess you could still have like... So they think like...
70-50
range, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a tad more. So I just don't think they're going
to... 70 score. To what, 55?
I guess that's reasonable.
76-55.
I could see that game ending 62-58.
I think it's going to be tighter. It's not going to... There's no way they're beating K-State by 16 or more.
I just don't see either team... Neither team scores it very well.
K-State's good defensively.
Like Iowa State.
Yeah, so is Houston.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, that's a given. But K-State's good defensively, and you know the teams Houston scored on are not good defensive teams. UCF is not a good defensive team.
I think that Iowa State and Houston are very similar.
Yeah, I think Houston just had – I think even though they lost to Iowa State, I think Houston has better scores, though.
Yeah, probably.
They got Cryer. Cryer can get buckets. He's done that at Baylor. Who's their other guard? Sneed? Sheed?
Sheed.
Sheed, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, they are similar.
Also, Hilton's probably harder to play in than
– Oh, for sure. 100%. Three hardest
– if they call a travel on that – play instead of teeing up
Tang. Yeah,
that's a close game.
I think that I think K-State, KU, and Iowa State are the three toughest places to go play.
Yeah,
in the Big 12. Texas Tech's up there too. I think Texas Tech, they get rowdy, but those three I think are separate from the rest. Those are the three toughest places to go play, in my opinion. Yeah, Houston, I don't know. I just don't think that they beat K-State by 16. I just don't. I mean, K-State ended up losing by how much against Iowa State?
12.
And it was a lot because of free throws.
Yeah.
If the game's called how a Big 12 game should be called, I don't think – I mean, K-State was – I think K-State arguably was going to win that game.
It was going to be close. I think they're probably going to lose. But.
Yeah. All right, well, we just ran through the entire slate of college basketball for the week. You good, Carter?
Give me Congo to beat Egypt Sunday.
No, Mo Salah, I like Congo as well.
Just thought I'd say it.
AFCON. Yeah. I haven't been on the AFCON too much.
Did you see that Cote d'Ivoire fired their manager and then ended up making the round of 16?
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah.
All right. You good, Holmberg? Nick, you good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll call it there then. We'll be back next Friday. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.